So, how can an underdog candidate make an impact in the presidential race? We're joined by Matthew Dowd, who was the chief campaign strategist for President Bush in 2004, and more recently for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Matthew Dowd, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, obviously, both President Bush and Governor Schwarzenegger were far from underdogs in their races. So, what can you tell a candidate, a Tom Vilsack or a Mike Huckabee or a Duncan Hunter, a candidate that doesn't have that kind of name recognition? What would you tell that candidate in order to attract media exposure?
Well, the first thing I would say is that the reason why you're in it is hopefully not primarily driven by the fact that you want to win, but more by the fact that you'd like to win, but you have something to say to the American public. And so if that's your driving force, because windows of opportunity are going to open, they always do in politics, and a front runner can stumble, something could happen, somebody could have a message that sort of catches fire with the American public. And I think it's really about staying involved in the process, waiting for opportunities, and then basically speaking what's in your heart and not doing it in a programmed way. I think one of the things the American public this year, which why certain politicians have attracted attention, like a Barack Obama, is speaking authentically about where you think the country should go, not in a pre-programmed focus group way. So I would say stay in it and then look for opportunities to speak and use your voice.
Well, you've got someone like Dennis Kucinich who definitely says what he thinks and doesn't sound pre-programmed, and yet he continually fails to attract any media attention or any significant media attention.
Well, it's always difficult to that if you're a politician without really significant celebrity status, but I think what you have to do is if you have your own message and your own vision, you have to look at unique opportunities to deliver that, whether it's, you know, standing on an overpass of a freeway to talk about infrastructure needs or whatever it happens to be. You're going to have to do things unusually, and you're going to actually have to be willing to make mistakes. And I think that's actually what the country wants to see, is somebody that's willing to sort of push the envelope a little and possibly make mistakes along the way. If you're not willing to make mistakes, you're not going to get media attention.
Well, what about the web? Is that a good avenue for underdog candidates to take, or is it something that everyone has piled onto, and so people are oversaturated with it?
I think the web is the perfect sort of vehicle for it, because you have no cost in order to put, you know, a message out there, and that then can be downloaded by people in their living room. I think it's probably even the playing field, actually, between celebrities and people with money and people without, much more so than years ago when you were sort of driven by the infrastructure. So I think the web, for underdog candidates or candidates that are lesser known, the web is really the cheapest, most efficient way to get their message out there.
Matthew Dowd, former strategist for President Bush, thank you very much for joining us.
Always glad to be here. Thank you for having me.